Welcome to the Honest Art Podcast. I'm your host, Jody King. As an artist for 20 years, instructor, speaker, author, and fellow rebel, I've worked with thousands of people around the world, from beginners to established artists, helping them create their strongest art and build a career doing what they love. So if you are ready to have a little fun while you learn about art, creativity, building a thriving art business, and living a bold, audacious life, you are in the right place. Also, if you're considering going pro in your art business, grab the PDF in the show notes on the five things they don't teach you in art school. All right, let's get messy. Welcome back to the Honest Art Podcast. I'm your host, Jody King, and I'm so excited today to introduce you guys to two incredible artists. Before we get started, I want you to know that this is an episode that you probably want to have some sort of pen and paper or something. You're going to want to write some things down because the artists that I'm going to introduce you to, number one, you're going to want to never forget their names. And number two, we are doing an art show together, an amazing art show on April 11th here in Austin, Texas at the South Congress Hotel. And you're going to want to have all the information we're giving you because we're going to break it all down and tell you all of the behind the scenes, nitty gritty, all the things that we're doing to create this art show. And before we could do this podcast, we've been drinking tequila or wine,
just a touch.
But I think that's, you know, anything you need to do for a great show, right? That's how it starts. All right. So let's get started. For my first guest, you guys will be familiar with. She was on episode 39 and her name is Anna Martinez Stapleton. And Anna, y'all, if you don't already follow her, go follow her immediately. But she is a modern Mexican artist and writer living in Austin. And she earned a BA in liberal arts from Duke University and a JD. What the hell is a JD?
Juris doctorate.
Okay, that's fancy. From the University of Texas School of Law. So what did she do? She passed the bar exam and quickly pivoted back to her true passion for art and never looked back, which I think is such a badass move. Totally. Anna's creative career spans the realms of art and film and hospitality and design. But now the work that she's doing in her studio is inspired by the beauty and the contrast, dare I say contradiction, of the Texas-Mexico border and the lived female experience. It's all about idioms and song lyrics and nostalgia and dreams that scaffold the stories she tells on the canvas. So just go look at her art. Welcome, Anna.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me and Stephanie, who you'll meet in a second. I'm so happy to be here in Stephanie's beautiful, gorgeous home that is filled with art. So inspiring to do the podcast here.
I'm so glad you said that because for people who are listening, you want to go to the YouTube version because to see where we are, it's exquisite and it's Stephanie's home.
It's a feast for the eyes and the soul. And what there's not a better place to have this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So let me introduce Stephanie. You ready?
Yes.
Y'all, this is Stephanie's first foray into this crazy podcast world, but she is so astute and so talented. We're talking about Stephanie Moore here. Go follow her on Instagram as well. Stephanie studied fashion design and fabric design at my alma mater, the University of North Texas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. And the Paris Fashion Institute, not my alma mater. She worked in the movie and fashion business as well, which I just learned today that you and Anna have that in common. Mm-hmm. And you were a pattern maker and designer. But now Stephanie's commercial drapery projects have been in such high profile businesses and homes throughout Austin and Central Texas. But Stephanie did a little pivot in 2020 when she started experimenting with pouring resin and suspending dried flowers from her garden in acrylic boxes. And she made a series of neon acrylic trays with pressed flowers embellished with rhinestones and holographic butterflies. There's nothing subtle about your art at all, which I absolutely love. She then launched Stephanie Moore Studio in 2022, where she creates resin art and her colorful, y'all, her fucking Joy Dome mandala sculptures are unbelievable. So these are large acrylic domes. Please come to the show on April 11th to see these. The large acrylic domes are assembled with small plastic birds, flowers, mushrooms, colorful hair extensions, silicone tubing, holographic vinyl, mermaid drink markers, and colorful backlighting. Welcome, Stephanie Moore.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh my gosh. Let's start with you, Anna. For the audience, you know, just tell us a little bit more. Number one, I want to say that, at least for me, I know you and Stephanie had talked about doing a show, and you so graciously invited me to join you. Tell me what it is, why a show, why this show, why now?
Okay, so many things about that. I am taking leaps of faith left and right, and it kind of all started when I took Jody's workshop a year ago, and I have been painting a ton, and then I was on Jody's podcast a few months ago, was it, or maybe even longer, but it's a series of leaps of faith, and in the meantime, Stephanie and I discovered that we had a lot in common with our love of color and art and design and making things out of other things. And so Stephanie and I had been talking for a while about trying to like pull up our courage pants and have a show. but we were kind of playing around with the thought. But then when Jody came into the conversation, it felt like a sign from the universe that it was time to do it. And so I think that's the short answer to your question about what we're going to do.
Right. Yeah. And it became, I feel like when I met Stephanie and we all got together that for that first initial meeting, I think it became really clear that there was some symbiotic thing from, at least for me, from the get-go that, that was like, okay, this could be a really great show. And one of the reasons I think is because our art is so different, right? So Stephanie, just based on, tell us a little bit more. Tell the audience a little bit more about your background, because you told me a hilarious story before we got started. And I feel like that's really kind of indicative of who you are as a human. Can you tell us that story?
The Cosmopolitan story?
That one, yes.
Of course. When I was in second grade, I was very taken with my mother's Cosmopolitan magazines.
Okay, did you, when they arrived, did you think they were, I was a little embarrassed. They always almost seemed pornographic.
They were. They were very boobalicious. Yes. Lots of cleavage, very sexual. But I didn't even understand what that all meant when I was in second grade. Maybe, what, 7, 8 years old, I
right,
guess.
Right.
But for some reason, I was drawn to them, and we were having an art show at school at Dill Elementary, and I decided I was going to copy the magazines for my art. So I copied them, and I got out my crayons, and I used my, you know, sea green eyeshadow and my Tickle Me Pink lips and went to town. And I don't remember how, but I was sneaky about it. And I don't know if I snuck them into school or if I did them in my room at home. But I don't believe my mom and dad had seen them until the art show. And so they were quite surprised when they're walking down the hallway. And there are my voluptuous, boobalicious women hanging next to drawings of houses with sunbursts and families in the front yard.
Oh,
and that's
gosh.
When I knew I was a little different and that I would always probably be that way.
Well, I love that. It's like this, you were rebellious from a, you know, when you didn't even know you were rebellious.
I guess so.
Living that different life, right?
Yeah. I've always been kind of a little bit of a black sheep, I think.
Yeah.
It's never really quite fitting into certain things. So it it made sense to me that I was different at that age.
Yeah. Well, I think you just described the life of most of the artists
most
that
artists.
I know.
Yeah.
We never quite felt like we fit somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like our brains were different, or the way we saw the world was, did you ever feel that way, Anna?
Yes, I felt like an alien actually sometimes. And I kept thinking I would find people like me, and it took me a really long time. But here you guys are. And I think that is, our art is all very different. But one common theme and thread between the three of us is that to a certain extent, we're self-taught. Yeah. And we have had to make our way around many, many industries, and always open and curious and passionate for what's out there that we can evolve into.
Right.
And that's, I think, what is very much the same about us. So I'm really so glad we're doing this show together. It's going to be amazing.
Me too.
Yeah.
And for those artists out there who look at us and think, oh, well, look at, you know, they've got it all together. They're doing this show. I know, it's comedic, isn't it? they've got it all together, and they're doing this show together, and aren't they lucky? I just wanted to tell everyone, we are doing this as almost like a passion project in some ways, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. we just said we're going to do it. But Anna, can you speak first to the idea of doing things before you really feel prepared or ready?
Oh my gosh, this is a whole podcast topic to itself, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But yes, I have chosen a non-linear, non-traditional path because I am a bit of an outlier, I guess, and I'm drawn to stories and creativity in all its forms. And so I think we all three can agree that we have never felt quite prepared for the risks and the decisions that we've made, but we are scrappy and smart and dedicated and passionate. And so we always make it work out. And it seems like I would never have known it at the beginning, but looking back on everything I've done, it's been very different. And yet everything that I did prepared me for the next thing. And so here we are at this moment where Jody has done art shows before, but Stephanie and I are newbies. We've never done one. And it's very, very scary. But it's also thrilling because we get to make it however we want it. And I know, Jody, we're going to talk more about that and all the things that we can do to kind of encourage whoever's listening to take a chance too, because we don't know what we're doing. But we're going to tell you what we've done so far, and hopefully it's going to go well. And I think it will.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
So I think I've answered your question.
Yeah, I think so. Stephanie, and we were talking earlier as well, what is this hurdle of doing this show? Like, so many new things that are associated with the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you just started your incredible dome art. You just started that in 2020, and now you're doing a whole ass show.
Yeah. I actually started the resin in 2020, like making drawing the flowers and the trays and the flower blocks, but the domes kind of came in a little bit later. In fact, I started my first dome when you came over. Remember?
Yes.
I thought of that the other day. Like, she brought her drawings that she had done that I loved, and we were just playing around in the studio, and it was the very first time I started putting anything on that dome.
Oh my gosh.
That's
crazy. And what was that, a year ago? Maybe? If not even that long. So this is fairly new. And I, you know, currently haven't made that many, and I've got a lot more planned in a very little bit of time, but I'm going to try to pull it off because I love them and I'm having so much fun making them. And then to have a purpose, a show,
right.
You know, even makes it more of a drive.
Right.
And you just really want to get out there and get to work every single moment.
Yeah.
In fact, I've learned to sort of balance my business with getting out in the studio and doing something for myself. And I'm really starting to realize that making art and taking time for myself is self-love.
It is.
It's so.
And have you had the experience where, you know, we had this looming date, right? And we have backed, just for all of everyone listening, we set a date and we have backed into that date all of the things that that need to get done in order to pull off marketing, creating the product, creating the art, you know, securing the space, like all of these different things. Mm-hmm. But within that, like the pressure of working into that date and creating the art, that I have found stops so many artists, because they're like, oh, I, you know, the date is set and I'm so behind, and I, like, they'll talk themselves out of it almost.
Yeah. I could see that.
Right. Isn't that kind of
but
easy?
But it works the opposite for me. I love pressure. I love a deadline because it gives you a goal to shoot for. And so, yeah, that's making me get out there.
Right.
Like, even when I get home from work and I've worked all day and steaming drapes or installing an entire house, I'll sit down for a minute and then I'm like, if I just get up and go out there, I'll find the energy, you know, and I'll be out there for hours.
That's so
important. And I'll make myself stop, you know, like I don't want to go in, but I've got to go to bed because I have to get up and do it again.
Right.
So
right.
It's wonderful.
It's like people say, well, I don't want that kind of stress. It's like, but that's actually a kind of a good stress when you think about, like you said, self-care.
Yeah, self-love.
The act of the creativity itself. And Anna, I know you've created a ton of work for the show. Do you feel like the work that you're creating because of the show has changed, or has it evolved? Like, tell us about just your creative process because the show is looming.
Okay. That's quite a layered answer probably, but it's been so fun because when I made a decision to dedicate some time to my studio practice, I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't have a lot of decisions or plans, but what I did know was I wanted to show up at the canvas and see what would happen. I'm not a planner necessarily. And so it's a lot of intuition and it's very story forward.
Yeah.
So,
Well, you're a writer, so that really, you know, that makes sense.
Yes. I've always, I've been an avid reader and writer. And so I find that a lot of my ideas, they have words attached to them. And so what I'm seeing for the show, what I'm seeing evolve is, some courage and some kind of like, well, what would happen if I did this? And then there it is, and it's cool, and I pursue it a little bit. And then I had one person ask me to do a cowgirl commission for them, a yoga cowgirl, which is even more strange. But what that led to was some little paintings on book covers of cowgirls. I've had an interesting kind of unexpected response to that, which then led me to think maybe I'll create some smaller cowgirls for the show. So people who don't want to buy a big old painting or don't have room for it or the budget for it can maybe take home a cowgirl if they want to. So it's been this like invitation to express myself creatively and see what happens. And there's so much there. I mean, that's the beauty of the artistic process, is you don't even know what's there until you take the time and watch it unfold.
Right, right. And what I heard you say, without saying it explicitly, is committing to the process.
Yes.
Like, just that you don't know what's going to happen. And if you do know what's going to happen, then that kind of takes a little bit of the fun out of it. I'm sure in your process, you're never quite sure what's going to evolve from it, right? So going back to process, can you... I don't know whoever wants to speak to this first, but within, let me just refer to my notes because I'll forget. When we decided to first do the show, did you have in mind, I said it earlier when I said some non-negotiables, right? Uh-huh. But did you have in mind what you wanted this show to be like or feel like, or you know, what you wanted, your experience and the our guests to experience. Did you have any, I'll call them non-negotiables, but do you have a vision for what you wanted to experience?
Yes. And I'm so glad that you asked that question, because a little backstory here for the listeners and for whoever can make it to the show. It was maybe 5 years ago. I was installing and selecting and installing art for a hotel, and they have an event space. It's beautiful. And I, as part of that job that I had, I organized, I programmed an art show for two men, kind of local celebrity, you know, amazing musician and another artist that's fabulous. And I remember helping them with that art show in that space, thinking, wow, this is so cool for them. And if you had told me at that time that I would be having a show with two other female artists of my own work, I would have never believed you ever. So here we are doing this crazy, scary thing. But for that space, it's really beautiful and big and welcoming. And I guess what I want people to feel and what I want it to be about is, to Stephanie's kind of, one of her tenets is joy. And I want people to feel a sense of joy and excitement and curiosity. And we're going to have a DJ, so I hope people dance because we love music.
Oh, we will. There will be dancing. If we're in the room, there's going to be dancing.
And I also think what I really want to convey to anyone who's listening, who's contemplating having an art show, is it can be whatever you want it to be.
Yes.
Do your thing. Make it something that you would enjoy going to, because that will show through to the people that come. Is if you're expressing your own version of fun and joy, then chances are your audience will feel that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing is, we had a chance to honor a charitable foundation, or two of them, that are really close to our hearts. And so each of us is donating a piece of artwork for a little raffle, and we're going to raise some funds for things that are close to our hearts. So in a sense, it becomes a giving back. We want people to attend, but we also want to give back to the community. And I think that's an important component for us.
For us, for sure.
Yeah.
And so I love that you said, like, make it a show that you would want to attend, and do it in a way that's important for you. And I know that when we all talked about it, it was really important that we had that component of giving back to the community. So just for people who are considering doing this yourself, not only can you do that, but if you will let the organization know that, you know, whoever you decide you want to give back to, if you choose to do so, if you can let those folks know that you are doing the show and you are giving back to their community, they will very often promote your show for you.
Yeah.
So it becomes a win-win for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So really, that's a really important thing. So first of all, do whatever the hell you want to do. Make it something that you would want to go to. And it was important also to get back. What were some of the things for you when you, Stephanie, when you had a vision for the show, what were some of your hopes or non-negotiables or things that you really wanted to make sure went down?
I really didn't have any non-negotiables. I was just happy that I was having the opportunity to do the show with you guys. And with the two of you, I feel like nothing could go wrong.
Oh.
And that it'll be, you know, that I'm in good hands.
Oh, don't say that, Stephanie.
Come on. Nothing will go wrong. It's going to be perfect.
It is.
But I just was grateful to be able to do this with you guys. And I just love you guys. And I'm thrilled. And I just think it's going to be a wonderful night, and hopefully a joyful night.
Yeah.
And good energy. Yeah. And people will be talking about it for a little while after.
Yeah, so. I agree. For me, my vision and kind of my non-negotiables is, this isn't my first show, but because it's not my first show, I already had done others, and I kind of was like, okay, I want to do that. I don't want to do that again.
Yeah.
And my biggest, thing was, you know, I wanted to only work in this case with women. Mm-hmm. And sorry, Anna, I stole that from you. but it's true. I only wanted to do a show with women. So this is a show with three women, obviously. And I only wanted to do it with women of like-mindedness, right? Mm-hmm. That would like an asshole free zone. It's fun, you know, fun women that we could have fun because there's so much preparation that goes into it, right?
Yes, there is.
So much preparation. So I wanted to be to work with artists that I loved. And I just wanted, you know, there are a lot of people that have gone into gallery exhibits or shows and it feels like everybody has just got to stick up their butt.
Yeah, it's very stuffy.
Very stuffy.
Yeah.
And that was, that's not us.
No.
And that was really important to me. Let's just have life's too short. Let's have a really good time.
Absolutely.
Right? Can I add something? I think for the listeners who are contemplating their own shows, I do think there's power in numbers. And by the way, our show is called The Power of Three.
Yes. Yeah. So there, it's very powerful.
Yes. But I think it'd be cool if you have friends who are artists or, you know, like-minded collaborators or colleagues. I think there is something super cool about sharing that event. I think it takes the pressure off the solo artist and the solo exhibit. And it really can turn into a party if you want it to. And the cool thing too is that Jody has a completely separate audience than I do, a different network. I have a different network. You, Stephanie, has an amazing, like, full of artists and cool people. Like, I think Stephanie has the coolest of all. But anyway, so what's really fun about it is the potential, the possibility of who's going to show up that night.
Right.
And like new, fresh eyes on my work, on Jody's work, on Stephanie's work that would never have maybe seen it otherwise. So if it feels right to the listener to have that kind of situation, I think it can only be a plus to collaborate with other artists and doing these kinds of shows.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. So let me just make sure people understand, no assholes.
dancing.
I know, dancing. Make it fun. Do it with artists that you really enjoy spending time with. Make sure it's fun, right? And this is so important, is you don't, like, if you could have other artists work, you know, join you that have different networks, then you, because we are already just a multiple of whatever, we are already going to expose our art to new audiences just because just because we're doing this together. So such a good point.
Yeah.
What are some of the points that you feel like artists could really benefit from knowing or what you've learned in the process? I know that we talked about some of them earlier.
I think for me, like, since I've never had a show before, I just, you know, I've just decided that go back to things that I've done before as like having a party or planning an event. It's very similar. And it is a sandcastle business where you set it all up, you do all of the work prior to the show, and then it washes away 4 hours later. So, and we are literally installing the show the same day and taking it down that night. So it's going to be a whirlwind, but we can do it. And I've always, you know, you just have to jump in and have no fear and make it happen. And it's, anybody can do it if they have the courage. I think it just takes courage. And surrounding yourself with people that have different skill sets than you do.
Right.
So I think all together, we are the power of three. And we are bringing...
Okay.
We are. Because we all have different things that we're bringing to the table.
Hey, speaking of art and painting, if you're looking for something super fun and artsy to do, I'd like to personally invite you to a one-night-only art show that will be happening here in Austin in just a few days on April 11th. It is a three-person show featuring my art and the art of two extraordinary artists, Anna Stapleton and Stephanie Moore. Speaking of representational art, Anna, the Queen, will be featuring some of her incredible representational art. And then artist Stephanie Moore, who creates fun, whimsical work. That work is going to instantly put a smile on your face. It's just incredible. So the show will be at the South Congress Hotel in the heart of Austin on South Congress. There's going to be a DJ and drinks and obviously lots of art and fun. So you can learn more at the link in the show notes. And if you're in the Austin area or you just want to fly in last minute, I would absolutely love to meet you. All of this is such good information. Let's give everybody a little bit more because we have, well, I will say, first of all, because I'm not really the dot the I's, cross the T's kind of girl. So it's great to have you guys to help me, you know, with the show and planning all of that. But what are some things, Stephanie, let me ask you first. Okay. What are some things that you feel like our audience, especially artists, if they're going to host their own show, what do you think would be valuable for them to know?
Well, I think that, you know, we've all thrown a party before where we're doing everything and we're running around, we're getting drinks for our guests, we're making sure they have a snack or whatever. We're busy, working. And I think it's really important for this particular show that we don't have to do so much work and we can enjoy interacting with people we've never met before.
Yes.
And we can like hear some feedback about our art, which I'm really excited about, and just mingle. And so I think it's important to have someone to help you, bring in some volunteers, bring in a friend that can, if you make a sell, have them run that for you so that you can just continue to mingle and network with people.
Yes. And can I just follow up with mm-hmm. that? Is that like what you were talking about, having somebody to be able to ring up the sales for you, mm-hmm. like being really, really direct with that friend saying, I need this from you. Like, this is your job.
Yes.
This is all you have to do. And Anna, I know you have a friend also coming in and she has a very specific job, but that's talked about ahead of time. Not like, hey, could you come? And if I have a sale, like this is your job.
It's a job.
Yeah.
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 And I think that's important. And then also I think it'll be great. We can have a photographer, you know, because you don't want to be getting your iPhone out and taking pictures all night.
Exactly.
That's another distraction. And a bartender. We're going to have bartenders, which will be great.
Can I say something mm-hmm. about the photographer?
Uh-huh.
So what's so great about having a photographer, like a professional photographer, or maybe you just have a friend mm-hmm. who does photography mm-hmm. Just to save money.
Yes.
Those photographs are going to serve you for so long.
Yeah.
Years from now, mm-hmm. you will be using it to promote your art. You will be using it to submit. I know, Anna, you've been featured in magazines before, like, and you will be soon. I know you have for different reasons, mm-hmm. but that photography is going to be really, really valuable. You think it's maybe just for the night or for posting once or twice here on Instagram, but it serves you for years.
That's true. I didn't think about that. That's good to know. And other than that, I think it's just really about not doing all the work. I mean, I'm going to reiterate that, but just having a good time and immersing yourself in the experience and the energy of the night and enjoying yourself and spreading the joy to other people and just having a good time.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I mean, why
else are we doing this?
Exactly.
That's the point, right?
Yeah, exactly. How about you, Anna? What do you feel like would be helpful for artists to know?
Even little details like, given the nature of it, it's a pop-up show. It's going to be 4 hours or 3 hours all in. Mm-hmm. We have to install and then break it down the same day just to be as organized as we can in terms of even the layout. So I learned this when I used to install art in hotels, was to lay out all the pieces in the first place on the floor and in front of the wall that they might go on, and then see how you want it to lay out before you put it up. Mm-hmm. Because there's nothing worse than starting one side of the wall and then you get all the way to the other side and it's like lopsided or you ran out of room or whatever. So we're trying to be, you know, with our creative brains, trying to be as methodical and logistical as we can. And it's fun because I think with three of us, we make one complete like mathematician, right? And again, bring in people that have skills that you might not have. And also our friend Maggie that Stephanie and I both know, she has completely not just volunteered, but she's ecstatic to be the raffle person. So she's running the raffle. She's perfect for it. She is. It's going to be great. And then also one thing that popped in my head was this is also a fantastic opportunity for an emerging artist like myself and Stephanie to grow and build an email list, because I keep hearing, I mean, there's so many things. It's almost
oh
like,
my God. If y'all hear nothing else, please hear this.
Okay. This is like Jody's mantra. And it's so again, a little bit scary and intimidating. Like, I don't want to flood people's inboxes with an email they don't want. But the truth is, it's a very powerful tool for an emerging artist. So what a great night with the three different audiences that we have to just build up that email list. And if they come in and they have fun and they see the art, they're going to most likely be receptive to it and want to sign that list. And so there's so many beautiful not accidental, but extra bonus gifts that are going to come out of having done this that have nothing to do with like the very first plan that we made, but we're realizing there's all this goodness that can come from it.
Absolutely. So I just want to speak 100% agree with everything you guys said. To the point about the email list, we are doing it in several different ways in case you artists out there are interested. For example, we are creating a landing page so that people can sign up so they can get more information about the show, and you can just go to the show notes to check out that. We also, we talked about doing a raffle, right? And so within that, people will be giving their name and their email. So in order to do the raffle, so then we'll be able to collect emails through that method. And then we'll also have a guest book. So we'll be able to collect emails through that. So you don't have to just do it one way. You can do it several different ways. And just to the artists who think nobody wants an email from me, that is some bullshit, because artists are so interesting. You may not think you are interesting, but I'm telling you, you're interesting. And so it's not like when people get an email from you, it's like they're getting one from, Best Buy or whatever, like somebody just wanting to sell stuff. The fact that you're an artist and you are sharing your process or whatever it might be, people are interested in what you're doing. Okay, so I'm going to stop with the email list, but that's one, definitely something that's really important for what we're doing. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
And then you also, we were talking about bringing people in. One of the challenges that are facing, who wants to speak to this, that we're bringing in people for the art, for hanging?
Well, I am going to bring in my drapery installer, who's very, we install art together a lot in our clients' homes. And he will, he's good at getting things level. Like, I'm the kind of girl that licks my finger, puts a dot on the wall. There we go. Nail done.
Yeah, right.
We've all done that.
Close enough.
Yeah. Like, that'll do. And then you'll look at it and it'll bug you for a little while and then you'll get over it.
Yeah.
And you'll still not move it. But, so he will be very helpful to hang the art and find the best way to hang all of our art, since we have a couple of, we can't put nails in the sheetrock. So we're going to have to be creative on how we're going to get the art up. And then we also have a brick wall. So we're going to have to be creative on how to hang those. And I'm looking to him for his expertise, how to do that in a way that's not going to damage anything, because
right,
we don't want to do that
right
to the room. So I think that's really important to have him.
Yeah.
And he's a professional.
Yeah.
He has ladders. He has all the tools. He has all the equipment that we could possibly want or need.
So bringing people in.
Yes.
For those sort of things that we are just not naturally astute at, and getting that ahead of time.
Yes.
Can you also speak to the space, mm-hmm, right? We were talking about the space was important for all of us, right? That we had a space that felt really, really good.
Yes.
But for people who don't really know where to host an art event,
mm-hmm,
you had a great idea.
Well, on our property, we have an old barn that we converted to a bar, and we use it for parties and events. And so we're on an app called PeerSpace, which is like Airbnb, but for photography and videography. And so, you know, perhaps look on there, like if you want to find a space, and they're very affordable. So, you know, for $100 an hour, you could put together a show in a space in Austin somewhere, and there's tons of places. So I'd recommend looking there.
Yeah.
For your show.
And is that just in Austin?
It's place? All over. Yeah. It could be anywhere.
And
yeah,
how is it spelled?
It's P-E-E-R, peer space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's a great, great thing to use for an art show, I think, event space.
Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is going to be my final question. Unless you guys have something else, then definitely jump in. But, you know, we're going through, we've been preparing for months, right? We started thinking about this. The show will be in April, and I think we started putting this together November or December. Is that?
It was November because we all met at the East Austin Studio Tour.
Right, right.
That's right.
So this is not something we have just thrown together by any means. And we put a lot of time and thought and energy into it. So with that in mind, what, Anna, I'm going to ask you first, what do you think would constitute a success for you as an artist with this show?
Oh, wow. Of course, I wouldn't mind it if there were some red dots next to the blank space on the wall where my painting was because somebody bought it and took it home.
Absolutely.
But even if that doesn't happen, to me, the success would be that we brought a community together, a community that didn't necessarily know each other before, and that we created a sense of joy and curiosity and a creative expansion, because that's what it's going to be. And because our art is so different, we decided that we're going to do a gallery style installation with, for the most part, you know, give and take. But success to me would be for people to be inspired by it and just enjoy it. And also three women putting an art show on, to me, that is already a success because the female presence in the art world, Jody King is a force for that. There's a lot more we could do. And so this is an effort, I think, for me personally to step into some, you know, step into the world that we should inhabit as artists and claim it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I mean, and in that respect, we are already a success, right? And if what you're saying, if that inspires other female artists to say, hey, let's do this show together, let's elevate all women, because it definitely is yet another industry that is very male dominated. So, you know, just think of the domino effect of that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. How about you, Stephanie? What would constitute a successful show for you?
Well, mostly if people show up.
That would suck. I mean,
and people will, but you know, if when you have a party and your biggest worry is like, are they really going to come?
Yes.
they RSVP, but are they still going to come?
For sure.
So just having a good amount of people showing up would be successful to me. And just for me, it's not really about selling the art. That would be a bonus for me, but I think it's really about sharing the art and getting feedback. And, you know, I've been working in a little bubble or a cocoon for so long. It'll be nice to put those things out there and see how people respond to what you're doing. I think that's, I'm curious about that because I have been just by myself in my studio for hours and hours and hours. And so I finally get to share.
Absolutely.
That to me would be just putting it out there and sharing it is a success.
I agree. And we were talking earlier, and I think it's really important to note that it is really vulnerable to do what we're doing.
Yes, it is.
Right? Because we do work in our own bubbles and in our cocoon mm-hmm. when we are creating art, and we are creating it first for ourselves and what we love. And without like the marketability as the as our inspiration, is we're really creating it for ourselves. And so it's incredibly vulnerable to then put it out to the world for judgment or for, you know, for whatever it might be. So to that point, we had mentioned earlier about doing things before you're ready.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And doing things scared.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this a really long time, but I still have, you know, butterflies and fears and worries. I think that's just part of it. And
yeah.
And one thing I think is interesting that happens during a show, and y'all will see this, is that when I first had my first show, I was so worried that people would, what they would say if they didn't like my art. And I noticed what happened instead is people that didn't like it, they just kind of walked right past it. Like they really didn't give it the time of day.
Yeah.
And for some reason that made me giggle. okay. So that's going to happen. But my point is that it's not really about that. It's like all of the time and labor that we put in it as artists and are like spilling ourselves into our work and then having the courage to put it out there for the world to see.
Yeah. And just to have somebody standing in front of it, having an experience would be huge, you know?
Yes.
And talking, or two people in front of one of our pieces and just talking about it and hanging out in front of it. I mean, we've all done that. And, you know, in Chelsea, when I go to shows, you just want to stand in front of a piece for a while that's really impacting you. And so to see someone do that in front of something I made or that y'all made would be incredible.
That would be a success.
It would be amazing.
Yeah. Well, I just want to, before I want people to know where to find you, but before we do that, I just want to say it's a complete honor for me to be able to do the Power of Three show with you guys.
Back at you.
Because we are some powerful people. Do you have something to say?
One more thing. I want to say a special thank you to the South Congress Hotel for hosting us.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to the South Congress Hotel.
And just the generosity and the openness to our ideas and the flexibility that they've offered us. And it's exciting because they are, this will be kind of the kickoff of what they want to create is a continuing art program there that highlights local art in Austin and maybe even statewide art. So special thanks and shout out to them for hosting. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm so excited. All right, Ms. Stapleton, how can people find you?
Jody made me. I'm just kidding. I now have an art Instagram account, Anna Stapleton Art on Instagram.
And we will link all of these in the show notes, by the way.
And my my newly redone website that features my art is AnnaStapleton.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Steph?
My Instagram is Stephanie Moore Studio. And my website is stephaniemoorestudio.com. I'm also on TikTok, but I have no idea what I'm on there as. I'm dabbling in TikTok, and it's kind of fun because you're reaching, you know, a whole different world.
Yeah.
So I'm not the best social media person, but I'm going to push myself into a zone that's uncomfortable. So you'll be seeing more from me starting March 1st. I've made a goal.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. So by the time this comes out, she will be so active.
I'll be all over it.
Yeah.
Don't forget to come to the show.
Yeah. So to wrap that up, we would love to see you at The Power of Three, our show on April 11th at the South Congress Hotel in Austin, Texas. It begins at 7 p.m., 7 to 10. And if you make the trek over, please come and say hi to all of us. Until then, you guys take good care of yourselves and each other. Peace out. So head on over to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/JodyKingArt to watch the full guest interview. And don't forget, while you're there, to just go ahead and like and subscribe.